Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ilui Nishmas Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
Sukkah Daf Tes Vov. The Mishnah says, Tikra She'en Olehom Aziva, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bishami Omerim, Mefakfek, V'Noitel Achaz Bin Taim. Tikra She'en Olehom Aziva means a tikra, a ceiling that doesn't have tar on top of it. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'Shem, B'Shamai, that the way to be misaken this tikra, in order to be kosher schach, mefakfek, you have to shake the schach, the beams, v'noitel achaz bin tayim, and you have to remove one of them in the middle. Now, there are two problems that need to be addressed in this sugya. One problem is tasev loy min ha'asui, since originally it was made l'shem a roof, and it wasn't made l'shem schach, so it was once you decided to use it as a sukkah, it was not made, it wasn't tasev, it was min ha'asui. And the other problem is, as we see in the Gemara, is a problem of gezeiras tikra. And that's something that we learned on Daf Yudalid, that there's a din, that if you have nesarim boards that are rachav dalet tfachim, that's the shear that according to Rav, Reb Meir holds of gezeiras tikra, and it's the shear that according to Shmuel, everybody holds of gezeiras tikra. Because people will say that there's no difference between these boards and a regular tikra. So the Gemara explains how each of these problems are addressed. Now Rashi explains in the Mishnah, Tikra She'en Olei HaMaziva, Stam Tikra B'Nesarim She'esh Behen Arba. He understands that our Mishnah is talking about boards that are in the Tikra that are four Tfachim wide. And Tosfos and Dibur Maschil Reb Meir Omer agrees to Rashi. And they say, V'hadin imoy shepirish kain. Debet tikra shenesarim shelo rechav marba ayri, that we're talking about such a tikra. The Stam Tikra Kachi. Number one, he agrees to Rashi that that is the status of a stam tikra. Stam tikra, when it's discussed, probably is dealing with boards that are four tefachim wide. And secondly, says Tosfos, midepasli neser dalar mishum gzeres tikra, the fact that the gzeres tikra, at least according to Reb Meir, Levdas Rav, and according to everybody, Lefir Reb Yehuda, the gzeres tikra is said by nesarim shesh lahem dalar, that is an indication that a normal tikra is dalet tfachim wide, because that's the reason why these boards remind you of a tikra. And Tosfos says, you see from our Gemara as well that we're talking about Nisarim Shesh Ben Dalid, because the Gemara explains that the whole reason behind Reb Meir is that when he says Noitel Achaz Mi Ben Taim Ve'enu Mefakvik is because he holds of Gzeres Tikra. And since it was already clarified on Daf Yudalid that according to Rav, the Gzeres Tikra that Reb Meir holds of is only by Nisarim Shesh Ben Dalid, so it's clear that our Mishnah is talking about Nisarim Shesh Ben Dalid. However, the Ramban and the Ritva disagree with Rashi. They hold that we're talking about Nisarim that are not Rechavim Dalid, boards that are not four Tvachim wide. First of all, they hold that Stam Tikra of a bias, when a person constructs a house, it does not necessarily have to be that he's using Nisarim that are Rechavim Dalid. And Metzias don't agree that that's true. Furthermore, asks the Ritva, if indeed we're talking about Nisarim that have four Tvachim, and that's the reason why you're not allowed to be Mesachim, because you have Gzeres Tikra, how does it help me to be Mefakvek or to be Noit Lachas Mibin Tayim? That is something that helps to take it away and be Mesachek with Kosher Eschach in the place that you took away a board. But it sounds from the Mishnah like the rest of the boards now all of a sudden become Kosher. And if you do a Pa'ula, like taking away one Neser, when the rest of the Nesarim are Rechavim Dalid, it makes no sense. How would you be Machsher those other Nesarim? Now, Rashi does not see this as a problem, because if you look at Rashi further in the Mishnah, it's clear that Rashi holds that we're not coming to be machshir the rest of the boards in the sukkah. You're only taking one of the boards out in the middle. The rest of the boards are going to be a doifin akuma, because we say that schach pasul is only pasul menatzad ba'arba amis. In order for schach pasul to pasul a sukkah when it's on the side, you need arba amis, because if it's less than arba amis, we say doifin akuma. So essentially, your sukkah is going to be only the place where you took away the neser and you put kosher schach there. The rest of the nesarim are going to function as walls. And certainly, if you hold like the shittas that schach pasul even be'emtza needs four amis, then there's no problem. You will not sit underneath that schach pasul, you'll sit under the one that you took away, and that has kashrus of a sukkah. But Rashi wouldn't be bothered at all by the kash that they're asking, because he doesn't learn in the Mishnah that we're talking about being machshir the rest of the nesarim. We're only being machshir the place where you removed the neser. But the Ritva is not pleased with that mahalach in the Mishnah, because he says then, if that's the case, then the Gemara should have used this Mishnah to prove whether Schach Pasul requires four Tvachim or four Amis. From our Mishnah, you see that Schach Pasul needs four Amis to be Pasul, because we're talking about Nisarim, Shesh Ben Dalet, and the Gemara doesn't use this Mishnah to prove that point. And he's referring to the Sugya and Daf Yud Zayin Mabez, where the Gemara has a discussion as to whether Schach Pasul is Pasul Ba'arba with four Tvachim or with Arba Amis, and the Gemara brings a series of Rais, and this Mishnah is not one of them. Furthermore, the Ritva says that it's mashma from the lashon of the Mishnah that when we say mefakvek v'noit l'achz bein time, that we're referring to being machshir the whole thing. The Mishnah, the subject of the Mishnah is the tikra she'en olea maziva. So to say that the eitzah in the Mishnah mefakvek for noit l'achz bein time is not an eitzah to be machshir the whole tikra. That was the part that was pasul. The Mishnah said, you're not allowed to sit under. You're not allowed to sit under a tikra. To say that mefakvek anoit lachzbein tayim are just eitzes to be machshir part of the tikra, the Ritva feels that that's uncomfortable. So he doesn't want to learn that way, and therefore he says it's clear that we're not talking about boards that are four tefachim wide, because then you wouldn't be able to imachshir them. The eitzah of taking away one of the boards or being mefakfek is not going to help you if we're talking about the rest of the boards being four tefachim wide. So now the question is that according to the Ritva, since we're talking about boards that are less than four tefachim, so what does the Gemara mean when it enacts the rule of Gzeiras Tikra? Gzeiras Tikra, we learned, is only when the Nesarim are four tefachim wide. Says the Ritva that in our sugya it was nischadish, a new dimension of Gzeiras Tikra. There is one Gzeiras Tikra that we learned about on Daf Yud Dalin, and that's the regular din of Gzeiras Tikra, that when a person is sitting underneath a neser, a board that's rachav arba tfachim, so it looks like the type of thing that is used, generally speaking, for a tikra, for a ceiling, and not for schach, and it's going to remind him of the ceiling, and people are going to come to sit underneath a ceiling. However, in our Mishnah, we have a Gzeiras Tikra even without being four tefachim wide, because we're talking about a case where this thing was a tikra. It's a tikra she'en olea maziva. It was made to be a roof, a ceiling for a house. Even though the Nisarim says the Ritva are less than four tefachim wide, nevertheless, there's still a makam for Gzeiras Tikra, because people are going to see that this person is sitting underneath a regular ceiling. It may not have maziva, but the person's going to say there's no difference between whether there is maziva or there's not maziva. You're allowed to sit underneath a tikra, because this thing was made l'shem tikra. Memela says the Ritva, the Eitzah of Mefakfek or Noitel Achaz Mibin Tayim can help even to be machshir the rest of the Tikra. Because as soon as you do a Pa'ula, you do a Maisa that shows that this isn't a regular Tikra, you want to take away the Shem Tikra from the ceiling. Once you move it or you remove part of it, it already is different than a regular Tikra, and that's going to be machshir the entire Tikra. So if we were talking about Nisarim that are Rechavim Dalet, it's impossible to be machshir the rest of the Tikra. But since we're talking about Kosher Eschach, the rest of it really could be used as Eschach, because it is Nisarim that aren't less than four. The only reason why it's a problem is because those Nisarim are part of a Tikra. Since the person went and was Mevatel the Tikra by the Eitz of Befakvik or Not Lachz Meitayim, so it now goes and is machshir the rest of the Nisarim. The reason why Rashi is not happy with saying this Pshat, it's very simple, because when the Gemara says that the machloikas in our Mishnah between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, whether you have to dafka be neutral achz ben time like Reb Meir says, or you can use the eitzah of mefakfek as well, the Gemara says that it really has to do with whether you hold of Gzeiras Tikra or not. And the Gemara says, if that's true, then v'ha'ifliguba chodezimna. What's the chiddush? They already had this machloikis back on Daf Yud Dalet. Now, if you learn like Rashi that we're talking about Nisarim that are Rechavim Dalet, so then it's a replica of the machloikis that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir had back on Daf Yud Dalet. Nisarim that are Rechavim Dalet. It's the same exact Gzeiras Tikra that we learned about over there. And the Gemara's kash is a valid kash, v'ha'ifliguba chodezimna. Masha'en kain, if we're talking about a whole new dimension of Gzeiras Tikra, then Rashi feels that the Gemara shouldn't be asking that v'ayflugubo chadazinda, because we need this Mishnah to be mechadish, a new level of Gzeiras Tikra. The Mishnah before was talking about stama person that's sitting underneath boards. Those boards remind him of the boards that are on top of a Tikra, and therefore it's usher to sit underneath them. Masha'enkin, this Mishnah is talking about when you have Nisarim that are less than four, and yet you still have Gzeiras Tikra because they originally were made as part of a Tikra. So it's a different level of Gzeiras Tikra. It's Gzeiras Tikra tikra because a person who's sitting underneath a place that was constructed originally as a tikra is going to think that you're allowed to sit there even when there's maziv on top of it. The Pnei Yeshua in our sugya asks this question on the hesber of the Ritva and the Ramban. Now this kasha obviously doesn't bother the Ritva, and we have to figure out why not. Why does the Ritva feel that the Gemara has a valid question when it says "Hayefligubah Chada Zimna," when it's clear that there's a special chiddush in this Mishnah? And I think that the answer lies in a very blatant difference between the way Rashi explains Gzeiras Tikra on Daf Yudalid and the way that the Ritva explains Gzeiras Tikra. When Rashi on Daf Yudalid explains Gzeiras Tikra, the Dibra Maslo Reb Meir, he says, "Imachshers behu, if you're machsher using these boards that are rachav arba tfachim, osi lemeimar, he's going to come and say, mali lisachech be'elu, mali leishiv tachas kuris besi. The person himself who constructed the sukkah and we allowed him to sit underneath Nisarim that are Rechavim Dalid, will say, wait a minute, if you allow me to sit under these boards, then it's just as good as the Kairos Basi. I could sit underneath the Kairos of my house as well. Because, like Rashi continues, Afhi b'nisarim mekura, that Tikras Basi is also covered with such boards. So this is, it feels the exact same as my Kairos Basi. Now, as far as that Gezerah, that the person himself is going to learn from this case of Nisarim Dalid, and he's going to say that if I'm allowed to sit underneath such schach, then I'm also allowed to sit under a regular roof, may not be true if the person knows that he's sitting under a tikra that has no maziva, and it's constructed from Nisarim that are less than four. So our Mishnah, if you were to learn like the Ritva, would be an added chiddush from what we learned on Daf Yudalid. Masha'enkin, the Ritva, over there, on Daf Yudalid, and also in our sugya, learns that the din of Gzeiras Tikra is not because the person himself is going to learn from this case to other cases. Rather, it's a Gzeira Mishum Haroyim. People will look at it, will think that he's sitting under a regular Tikra. So as long as something looks like a tikra, then we have to make a gzeira that people are going to say that I saw somebody sitting under a tikra, and that means you're allowed to make your sukkah underneath a tikra. Now, if you learn that it's because of the gzeiras harayin, as long as something looks like a tikra to the eye, then we have to make a gzeira. So the Ritva obviously holds that the Gemara has a valid question of the hayfligu b'chara zimna, because the Ritva holds that if a person's sitting underneath a tikra she'en aleha maziva, the observer looks it and says, wait, there's a person who's sitting underneath a tikra. Just like in the case of a person who's sitting underneath the sarim, that it looks to him like he's underneath a tikra, and therefore there's a makam to make a gzeira. In fact, it could very well be that the observer doesn't know that there's no maziva on top of the tikra. So as far as the observer is concerned, he's sitting under something that looks exactly like a regular ceiling. So even if the person himself knows the difference, but the observer doesn't. So it comes out that the machloikis, whether our Mishnah is an added chiddush or it's the exact same chiddush as the din on Daf Yudalid, is dependent on whether the din gzeres tikra has to do with the person himself's perspective or the outsider's perspective. As far as the outsider's perspective is concerned, anything that looks like a tikra is included in the same gzera. And as far as the person himself's perspective, it depends whether he's going to learn from this case to a case of a tikra. Now, our Mishnah is talking about a tikra she'en aleha maziva. The question arises, what is the halacha with regards to a tikra that has maziva, you already tarred it on top, and you want to remove the maziva, and then be mefakfek or noitel achas mbeintayim? Theoretically speaking, that should work. However, the Magen Avram, in Simetov Reish Lamed Aleph, Sivkat and Vav, brings the Marulbach that says that it doesn't work. And the Magen Avram says, "Vitzarich ian l'maisa." On a practical level, this would seem it doesn't make too much sense. Ki nira de adif tfei. It would seem that it's even better. Levush Yisrod explains what the Magen Avram means to ask is that over here you're doing more of a maisa than in a tikra she'en aleha maziva. A tikra she'en aleha maziva, all you're doing is being mefakvik or not lachz bintayim. And with a tikra she'yesh aleha maziva, so you first have to remove the maziva and then you're mefakvik or not lachz bintayim. So that should show more that you're changing things from what they were before. Now, if you take a look at the Lashon of the Marulbach in the Tshuva, in the first Tshuva, he says that The fact that we were matter to do a maisa zuta, a small maisa like mefakfik or noit lasel ben tayim, was only said when the schach is kosher be'etzim. Like a tikkur she'en olam aziva, where you're sitting under something that's kosher a schach, and the psul is only because when you originally constructed it, you put it there to be part of a tikra, part of a roof, and therefore it presents a problem of either xeris tikra or tasav olam in a asui. But schach, which l'chatchilo was be'etzim pasul, like a tikra she'esh olam aziva, then it doesn't help to do a downgraded maisa like noit lach zmen time or mefakvik. The problem with this, though, is that as soon as you remove the maziva, it should revert back into being schach kosher. It no longer is schach that's pasul be'etzim, and the only problem is that it's part of a tikra, and if it's part of a tikra, you should be able to fix that by being noit lach zmen time or mefakvik. And Mishnah Berurah really does side with the Magen Avram. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkat and Chav Beis. So the question is, how are we to understand the position of the Maralbach? So perhaps we can explain this, alpi, what Rashi says on Daf Yudalit Amud Aleph. Over there in the sugya of Gzeres Tikra, Divra Maschil Reb Meir, Rashi says that Gzeres Tikra is pasul because if you're going to be machshir, people are going to come to say Mali l'sachich be'elu, Mali leishiv tachas koris beisi. There's no difference between sitting under these nisarim and sitting under the koris of my house. Afhi Benisarim Mukura, even my house is Mukura with Nisarim with boards. Ve'ahu vade puzzle. Why is a tikra in a person's house puzzle? Rashi says, the sukkah amrachmana v'loy beisai shall call you my sashana. As soon as something becomes part of a person's bias, shall call you my sashana, it has a special psul. The Torah says sukkah and not beisai shall call you my sashana. So it could be that the Maralbach understands that if you have a tikra she'esh olam aziva, it loses the shame sukkah. It's considered a bias. And even if you remove the maziva, that may make the schach kosher in terms of the material, but it still is part of the bias because it's a tikra of something that's not a sukkah, rather a bias shall call it my sashana. And in order to get rid of that, says the Maralbach, it's not enough to be mefakvik. Mefakvik is enough when you're dealing with a problem like a derabanan, like Zeris Tikra or the like, where you have to change the perspective on something. Until now, it was perceived as part of your Tikra, and now we want it to be perceived differently. If you want to perceive it differently, you can be mefakvik, you can be noit lach zmen tayim, that shows that the person has a different perspective. However, if it already became a deraisnik psul of beisai and not sukkah, you need a sukkah, the only way to change that is to do something more significant. To be mefakvik or noit lach zmen tayim, which is something that changes the perspective, is not enough to change its real identity if it became part of a house, shall call you my sashana. Now, when we say that you have to be mefakvik, what exactly constitutes mefakvik? Rashi says in the Bermaschal mefakvik that you have to be soiser umenanea es kulon. Mefakvik means that the person has to be soiser, which would seem to mean that he has to detach it from the tikra. So if it has screws that are screwing it in, he's got to get rid of those screws, unscrew it, or take out the nails that are fastening it in place. That's what soiser means. Umenanea is kulon, and you also have to shake each one. However, the Rosh in Simen Chof Tes says, mefakvik es kuloi she meisir amasmeirim shahoyu kvuim behem. He has to remove the nails that were kvuim behem. That's all mefakvik means. The Karbanis Sanol over there in Ois Aleph says that according to the Rosh, you do not have to be menanea. You don't have to shake it. As long as you did the act of removing the nails that are fastening it in place, that would constitute a mefakvik. The way the Mechaber Paskins in Simon Tofresh Laman Aleph Sif Tes by some Kurban Sarm Shain Aleim Maziva Ubolach Shiru Lashem Sukkah Dai Bazesh Yosir Kolamas Meir Lashem Masiya Sukkah. With Yosir Masmeir, he doesn't say you have to shake it. He's going like the Psak of the Rosh. And Mishnah Berurah brings down that although that is the Sheet of the Rosh and the Tur, he says that Rashi, he brings our Rashi and he says the Rambam and Pirsha Mishnayas seems to agree to Rashi, so to the Rav and the Mishnayas and the Urzaruah also like Rashi Mikol Alein Mashma says the Mishnah Berurah that tzarich lenanea es kol hanesarim, that you do have to shake them. Again, this could be Rashi l'shitasei. If the pshat in mefakvik or noit lachz bein tayim is just a giloy das, to show how the person relates to it, what his perspective on it is. As soon as he does a maisa, like removal of the masmerim, that should be enough. However, if we're looking for more than just a giloy das of the person, we're looking to actually change the identity of the board itself, change it from being part of a bias to being a sukkah, then you may have to remove it from its place, because even though you took away the masmerim, the fact is that it's been placed over there for the purpose of being part of the house. Now it may be a house that doesn't have nails in its boards. The only way to change its identity is to pick it up. Now you lost the board that it that was part of a house before, and now it's being put down without masmerim, and being put down without masmerim means that it's there l'shem sukkah and not l'shem bayis. Now, of course, this is not exactly the same as the Marubach, who was talking about a tikra sheyesh aleha maziva, which is a real deraisa dekechshash. However, since Rashi holds that the deraisa de kapsul is based on the fact that it's the bias that you sit in Mechol Yomais Hashana and it doesn't have a shame sukkah, so it could be that even on the Drabanan level you have to do more Lefi Rashi than according to the Rosh. Another place where we see this Machlokes Rashi and the Rosh is with regards to Noitel Achas Mi Ben Tayim, because the Rosh, as the Karban Asana points out in Ois Beis, says that the Nesarim that you leave, not the ones that you took out in Ben Tayim, but the other Nesarim, you do not have to even take away the Masmerim that are attaching them to the Bayis. And that's very difficult to understand, because Bishlam, if you hold, like Rashi says, that Tzchach Posel is Posel only B'dalad Amis, either Menatzad or Be'emtza, then we understand this is called Tzchach Posel, but it doesn't Posel the Sukkah because there's not enough there to Posel. However, the Rosh himself paskins that Tzchach Posel is Posel B'dalad Tfachim. And nevertheless, he says that as soon as you're Noitel Achaz Mi Ben Tayim, then your sukkah is good, and you're able to sit underneath all of the boards, even if those boards have masmerim, they have nails in. We mentioned earlier the shita of the Ramban and the Ritva, who say that you're allowed to sit under the rest of the sukkah because we're talking about boards that are less than four tvachim. But even the Ramban and the Ritva didn't say when you have masmerim, nails that are fastening the boards in place, that you're allowed to sit underneath them. So the Karban Asanal answers for the Shita Sarosh by saying that although there are masmerim fastening the boards into the place of the house, nevertheless, that's also not a psul be'etzem. It's only taking something which is kosher schach, schach kosher, and you're attaching it. He says the psul of mechuber is only when it is naturally attached. But if you're attaching something to a house, that is called tolush ulu b'soif chibrei, and it's not posul be'etzem. Tolush ulu b'soif chibrei means it's really naturally detached, and you attached it through human intervention. That's not something that's posul be'etzem. It's only possible because gzeres tikra, or because tasav loy min ha'asui. Memela, as long as you just were noit lachas bein tayim in some point throughout this tikras, then it would be kosher. However, Rashi Lishitosei, who says that the problem when something is part of a house is that it's a din d'oraisa, because the Torah said sukkah and not beis shel kol hashana, so any part that has masmerim is still schach posel. It's not going to help you to be noit lachas bein tayim someplace along the tikra, because kol zman there's still masmerim, it still retains its din of being part of beis shel kol hashana and not sukkah. The Mishnah says, "Hamakaras who kase b'shpudin oy baruches hamita." Somebody who puts as a schach on top of his sukkah shpudin, which are kalim that are puzzled to be used as schach. A shpud is a spit; it's something that gets used to roast meat. Oy baruches hamita, the posts of a bed. Im yesh revach beinayim kemoisan ksheira. If there's enough space in between the shpudin and the baruches hamita, the exact same size as themselves, then it's ksheira. Meaning that you're going to place your schach kosher in those spaces. The Gemara says, "Leimetavet yufta d'Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rav Yeshua." This Mishnah should be a refutation on the Shita of Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rav Yeshua de Itmar, because we learned Paritz Ka'omid. This is Legabe Mechitzas Shabbos. The halacha is that in order to separate an area from the Rishus HaRab and make a Rishus HaYochid, you have to have a Mechitza. Now, if there are too many spaces in the Mechitza, making it that there's more space than Oymid, than wall, then it's Pasul. There's Machloik, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, and Rav Papa. What happens if they're the exact same size? If the amount of Paritz is equal to the amount of Oymid? The Gemara in Erevin explains that the machloikis between Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rav Yeshua and Rav Papa is what the halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai was concerning mechitzas. According to Rav Huna Bar Yeshua, the Halach L'Moshe Misinai, Hashem taught Moshe Misinai, G'doy Ruba, that you have to be goyder, you have to make sure that Roiv is enclosed by Mechitza, and therefore, if it's the exact same size, then it's no good, because you weren't goyder Ruba, you only were goyder half. However, Rav Papa learns that the Halach L'Moshe Misinai was Al Tiferetz Ruba. Don't allow Roiv to be exposed. So if you have Mechtza that is enclosed, then it's good. Now, our Gemara is asking that if you see that the amount of Schach Kosher is allowed to be equal to the amount of Schach Pasul, that shows, like the Shita of Rav Papa, that Paretz Kaimit is Kosher. And at first glance, the Gemara is very difficult to understand, and the Pnei Yeshua asks the question that, just like you see, like we mentioned, the Gemara says that the Pshat in Rav Huna Bar Yeshua is G'doy Ruba, that the Halach L'Moshe Misinai L'Gabe Mechitzes was to be G'doy Roiv of the area. How can you bring a raya from there? What would be the halach legabe the sukkah? Legabe sukkah is a different issue. It's how much tzeil does your schach have to provide? What does that have to do with the halach L'Moshe Misinai of mechitzis? So it would seem from our Gemara that we can say a yisoid in the din of schach, and we could bring a smach ledover from an earlier Gemara. We can say that aside from the fact that schach has to be a tzeil provider, it has to provide the sukkah with tzeil, which is one of the main functions of Schach, it also has a Teiras Mechitza. Now, as far as its capacity to provide tzeil, we already saw in the beginning of the Masechta, Rashi explained that the only Chamsa Meruba Metzilsa is Pasul, and the reason Rashi says is because then the Miut is Batal Beroiv, which the Acharonim explained to mean, the Stipler over there explains that the Schach has to be something that is a tzeil provider. It has to provide you with tzeil. And since there's too much sun, we cannot objectively view the entire schach as being something that provides you with tzeil, because it's something that allows more sun in than shade. If it would be the equal amount of sun and shade, then we could say that objectively it is a tzeil provider. So that's why mechza al mechza, as far as the schach's capacity to provide tzeil, is okay. And that perhaps is something that even Rav Huna Bar Yeshua would agree to. Rav Huna Bar Yeshua and Rav Papa have a different machlokes. They have a machlokes, like we said, what the Halach L'Moshe Misinai vis-a-vis Mechitzis is. So we can say that aside from the din, that the Schach has to provide tzeil, which it would be okay if it's Mechza al Mechza, the Schach also has a halacha of a Mechitza. And this we see from the Gemara, and the Vav Mebeis, where the Gemara is trying to find the source for the number of walls that a sukkah needs to have. And the Gemara brings down the amount of times that it says in the Torah, Basukais, Teshvu Shivas Yamim, it says, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yesh Basukais, L'man Yedir Asechem Ki Basukais Eshafti. Two of the times are written without a Vav, one of the times written with a Vav, and there the Gemara makes a Cheshbin, how many walls we can learn out from there. In that Sugya, the Gemara brings down that one Man Yomar maybe holds, Schacha Boikra, that you have to use one of those Psukim to tell me about the Schach. Now, the Man Yomar who says over there, Schocha loy boikra, Rashi explains, is because we mashmu'usa de gufei nafka, the sukkah b'loy schach loy mikri, it can't be called a sukkah without schach. And I believe that the other Man Yomar also agrees that the sukkah cannot be called a sukkah without schach. The reason, though, why he holds that Schocha boikra is because, just like we learn out the other mechitzas from the words basukais, we also learn out a teres mechitza to the schach. The schach is also given teres mechitza. So there are two dinim in the schach. It has to provide tzeil, and it also has to be a kisui to your sukkah. And if you don't have a kisui, which has a din mechitza, then the sukkah is no good. Therefore, even if mitzad the din tzeil, mechza al mechza is okay, but if we have a halach L'Moshe Misinai in other mechitzas, that you need to have more than mechza al mechza, it has to be oimed meruba ala paretz, then legabi the schach, it also would be possible. The Ar Sameach in Hilchos Sukkah Perek Hey, Halacha Yudalet, asks a kasha on our sugya. We learned over here that according to Rav Huna Bar Yeshua, the schach would not be kosher when the schach pasul and the schach kosher are equal. And the question is, suppose the case is that the schach pasul is at the edge of your sukkah, why don't we say that that should be doifen akuma, and it would come out that you don't have an equal amount of schach pasul and schach kosher, because part of your schach pasul is really considered connected to the wall. Now the truth is that from Rabbi Kveger in Shulchan Aruch Tov Resh Lamed Beis, if Aleph, it's mashba that he believes that you would say Doifen Akuma in such a case. However, it is quite possible that in such a case, you would not say Doifen Akuma. And that would answer the Arsimech's Kasha. The reason for this is because Doifen Akuma is a halacha that is said when you have Kasher Eschach and you want to make sure that your wall is properly Magia L'Eschach. So what you do is you say that on the side, the Eschach puzzle that's Min HaTzad is considered connected to the wall. But suppose you have Eschach, which before the Doifen Akuma is not considered kosher eschach. Because before you enact the rule of Doifen Akuma, it's mechza al mechza, which is no good. Then you don't use the rule of Doifen Akuma to turn the eschach into kosher eschach. When you have kosher eschach already, you can use Doifen Akuma to attach the wall to the schach, al yidei the schach pasul min atzad, and the schach pasul min atzad does not bother us because it's considered connected to your wall. But if you don't yet have kosher schach, to use the rule of Defen Akuma to turn it into kosher schach, you don't say. And this is similar to other dinim. If you take a look in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tesamid Aleph, we find that the din of good asik, you don't say unless the wall is servicing something that already has the kashrus of a rishus. So too over here, the din of Doifen Akuma, which is also a special Allah L'Mosh Mishinai, is not said unless the wall is servicing something that already has a din of schach kosher. There is a stira in the Shita Sarambam. The Rambam in Perkei Alochet Zayin paskins that if the schach kosher and the schach pasul are equal, then it's pasul, because he says schach pasul is kiparetzu nechshav. It's considered like it's open, which means that the Rambam paskins, like Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, and he goes with the Mahalach in our Gemara that says that our Mishnah has to be talking about benichnis v'yoytze and b'madef, or like the Eitzah of Imhoyin Oysen Shesi Oysen Erev, like the Gemara explains. However, Legabi Erevin, in Perek Tezayin, Hilchus Shabbos, Alocha Tezayin, the Rambam paskins like her papa, that Paritz Ka'imid is mutter. So the Magen Mishnah asks this question on the Rambam. He answers that since the whole psul of Schach Pasul is because it's considered Paritz, it's considered open, and the Gemara says later, on Daf Chav Beis Mebeis, that if you have open spaces, and the chama and the tzel are equal up on top by the schach, then inevitably what happens is that on the bottom, in the sukkah itself, there's going to be more chama than tzel. The light spreads. So that's why the Rambam holds that although we paskin like our papa in Hilchos Erevin, as far as mechitzas are concerned, paritz ka'imid is good. But there's an added problem when it's paritz ka'imid legabe schach, because even though it was covered with schach pasul, we look at it as if there were spaces, and when there are spaces, it's going to be pasul because it lets in more chama than tzel. The obvious question is, according to the way he's being masbir, why is it that the Gemara asks the kasha only on Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua? It should be a kasha even according to Rav Papa, because even though in Hilchos Mechitza Rav Papa is machshir paritz ka'imed, but it doesn't make a difference, because when you have paritz ka'imed by schach, then inevitably it's going to be pasul because it theoretically could allow in more sun than shade. So the Magen Mishnah says, Einachinami, the Gemara could have turned around and said, Ulutaymeich, that even according to Rav Papa, you need to be mukim the Mishnah by Madif or Benichtis V'yoytze. So that's the Mahalach of the Magid Mishnah. Essentially, he's learning that the Gemara, even though the Rama Paskins like Rav Papa, that in Hilchas Mechitza, when it's equal, when it's parts Ka'imit, it's kosher, there's a special issue over here that has to do with Tzel. When you have equal Schach Pasul to Schach Kosher, we look at it as if there are open spaces, and open spaces when they're equal are no good, because that would allow more sun to come in than shade. Now the Ritva in our Sugya clearly argues on this, because the Ritva says that even though you do not have Roiv Tzel from Schach Kosher, since it happens to be that when you are Mitzaref all of the Schach together, the entire Schach gives you more Tzel than sun, then the Sukkah is okay. As long as the schach doesn't suffer from the problem of paritz meruba ala oimid, so as far as mechitzas are concerned, it's a kosher schach. The fact that theoretically, if you were to take away the schach pasul, you would have more sun than shade doesn't bother us. Sun being more than shade is only a problem if it's practically more sun than shade. But over here, the entire ceiling is covered with schach, be it schach kosher, be it schach pasul, but the whole thing is covered, so you're not allowing sun to come in. So it comes out there's a very fundamental machloikis between the Magid Mishnah and the Ritva. The way the Magid Mishnah is learning Bedasa Rambam, the psul of Chamsa Merubah Mitzilsa is a problem even if it doesn't happen on a practical level. Rather, since potentially you don't have enough schach kosher to provide the amount of tzel that would be considered roiv tzel over chama, it's not good. However, the Ritva holds that it's not an issue of potential, how much potential your schach kosher has in terms of the tzel, rather how much tzel practically is there. Even if the fact that there's more tzel than chama is because of a combination of schach kosher and schach pasul, that doesn't bother us. As long as the schach is not nisbatel with roiv schach pasul, as long as it's paritz kaimed, then it's okay. So it comes out, the shittas of Magid Mishnah is that tzel has to be provided solely by schach kosher. You have to have roiv tzel from schach kosher. And according to the Ritva, you don't need roiv tzel from schach kosher. As long as there's not roiv chama in your sukkah, then it's okay. The Kesef Mishnah answers the Rambam differently. He learns that the Rambam went with the Girsa that we find in Tosis, which is the Girsa Sarach, that the Gemara really asked the Kasha v'ha'i'ef shalitzamtim, that it's impossible for them to be exactly equal. Which basically means that the Gemara was asking a Kasha bein lefir of Hunar Breda Rishua and bein lefir of Papa, that even according to a Papa, the Gemara has to be mukim, the case of our Mishnah, either by Madif or by Shesi v'Eiriv. So then that's very simple. The Rambam paskins like her Papa, and still, he learns our Gemara in such a way that the Gemara had to give that mahalach even lefi Rav Papa. Perhaps we can offer one more teretz to be miyashiv the stira in the Rambam. Very often, the Rambam paskins like the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi in our sugya is different than the Bavli. The Bavli, right away, tries to bring a raya to Rav Papa against Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua from our Mishnah, because they have machlokes about paritz ka'omid, and in our Mishnah you see that even when they're equal, it's kosher. And this, you see in the Bavli, is the motivation to be mukim, our Mishnah, by Madif or by Shesi Ve'eriv. And we already asked that the Tzushtel is a very funny one, because bringing a Machlekes Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua and Rav Papa, which has to do with the Halacha Lo Hashem Sinai, Legabe Mechitzis, shouldn't have any bearing on what the Halacha would be, Legabe Schach. But that's what the Bavli does. It asks the question and gives this teretz. However, in the Yerushalmi, the moment the Mishnah is brought down, the Yerushalmi makes the statement that even though the Lashon of the Mishnah is Im Yesh Revach Beinam Kemoisan, which means that in order for your sukkah to be kosher, there has to be the same exact amount of space in between the schach pasul, so you can put your schach kosher there. Kemoisan, says the Yerushalmi, it doesn't really mean kemoisan, it means a little bit more. The Yerushalmi does not say this based on asking the stira to Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua. The Yerushalmi just says it as a blanket statement. It doesn't even bring the machlokes of Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua and Rav Papa. So you see that according to the Yerushalmi, the fact that we need to be mukim b'madif or b'shesi ve'eriv is not because we paskin like Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua. Even if you paskin like Rav Papa, you see from the Yerushalmi that it's possible to make the sukkimtas. That already gives us a window into understanding the Rambam. The Rambam could paskin like Rav Papa, but he paskins like the Yerushalmi. The reason why the Yerushalmi holds that it's not necessarily dependent on the machlokes of Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua and Rav Papa could be for a number of reasons. It could be for the reason that the Magid Mishnah said that even if you paskin like Rav Papa, but still you have the problem of tzel, because if it's equal on top, it's going to be bigger on bottom. Or it could be for the reason that the Kesef Mishnah gave, that really behind the scenes is the kasha of a Efshel Litzamtzim. And it could also be because the Yerushalmi holds that you can't prove anything from the Halacha Mosh Mesinei that Rapapa says, Ligabe Erevin, which is Al Tiferet Ruba, to the Halacha Ligabe Schach. Maybe for Schach, the Yerushalmi holds that it's Dover Poshet, that you need to have Roiv Schach kosher, like most dinim in the Torah. Mechza al mechza is no good. You have to make sure that it's schach kosher, and you need rubik kekulai for it to be schach kosher. Maybe legabe erevin is a special halacha mishmisina Rapapa holds of al tifrei tzruba, which is special halacha mishmisina that was said there. Al kol ponim, it's not a stira anymore in the Rambam. The Rambam passes like Yerushalmi who argues on the Bavli. On the din of the Mishnah, M'yesh Revach Beinayim Kemoison, the Chazanish in Erechaim, Simen Kuf Nun, Sivkotin Yud Aleph says that we have to be talking about a case in which your schach kosher is mu'uva kimin bayis. It has no avir in it whatsoever. There are no holes. Because if you have holes inside your schach kosher, he says then there's going to be a problem, because the avir that's inside the schach kosher will be mitztarif together with the schach pasul, and it will be considered roiv. And this is a chiddush, because we would all probably assume that as long as you have lavud inside your schach kosher, we look at the entire area that's covered with schach kosher as being filled with schach kosher, and then it's not considered roiv. You can't be mitzarif that avir to the schach posel. Says the Chazon Ish, that is not the case. If it's exactly equal, then there has to be mu'uvakim din bayis. The schach kosher has to be without any holes whatsoever. Tosfos over here in Dibur HaMaschil Paritz Ka'omid brings a raya from our sugya that our sugya holds the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, who says efshar litzamtzem bidei adam. That means that when something is done through man, it's possible to be exact. And therefore, says Tosfos, that's how our Gemara can deal with the possibility that something is mechza al mechza, it's exactly equal. Because if you hold that it's efshar litzamtzem, then how could you say a statement that paritz ka'imid is mutter? How could it be mutter? It's ef shalitzamtzim. You always have to be choshish that the paritz is more than the oimid, and then it's pasul. Later on Amud Beis, Tosfos says, later on in the Tosfos, that it's possible that even if you hold paritz ka'oimid, this madiyamar in our Gemara can hold that it's ef shalitzamtzim. If that's true, if it's ef shalitzamtzim, then we should be choshish that maybe the paritz is more than the oimid. So how is it possible to say paritz ka'oimid mutter? Says Tosfos, that first of all, it's possible that the oimid is meruba ala paritz. Maybe the oimid is meruba, and then it's for sure kosher. And even if the oimid is not meruba, then maybe it's equal. It sounds like what Tosfos is saying is that we have a svek sveka. You could be mitzaref the tzad that it's oimid meruba ala paritz together with the tzad that they're equal to be machshir the mechitza. And the Sfasemis asks that this is a pella because it's really all one suffix. Once there's a halacha, according to Rav Papa, that paritz ka'imid is mutter, so the halacha l'mosh misinai we said is al tifreitz ruba. You cannot have roiv exposed. And it's one suffix, is roiv exposed or not? The question as to whether it's exactly equal or there's more oimid than paritz is really all part of one category. So we have one question, is there enough mechitza here or not? How could we be mitzarif those two tzadim to create a svek sveka? So the Sfasemis himself answers that we are not really talking about Svek Sveka. It's because since Lefanenu, the way it looks like to us, to the naked eye, it looks like it's equal. It's just that we have to be done a suffix. Maybe we're making a mistake. So on the tzad we're making a mistake, it could be that the mistake that we're making is to look at it equal, even though it's oimid meruba. There's more oimid than paritz. So just like you can make a mistake, and the tzad ha-kula, you can make a mistake thinking that it's equal when it's really paritz meruba ala oimid, you could also make a mistake the other way, and think that it's equal when it's oimid meruba ala paritz. So it's similar to Svek Sveka because it's like roiv tzdadim. And it is true that the Lashon of Tosfos in Erevin is that it's Ke'ein Svek Sveka. However, the Lashon of the Marsha over here is that it's Midin Svek Sveka. The Lashon of the Tosfos Rosh is that it's Svek Sveka. The Shalz Chubas Rebbe Kveger and Simit Kuf Samach Zayin, he also deals with it like a regular Svek Sveka. And that we have to understand. How could we look at this as a Svek Sveka? Like we said, it's all one suffix. It's one suffix as to whether there's enough oimid or not. And if you paskin like Rav Papa, what you need in order for there to be enough oimid is that it should be equal. So how can you say that there's two tzdadim that it's kosher? Number one, it could be equal. Number two, there could be more oimid than paritz. And so I think you could bring a raya from this Tosfos to the yesod that the Rishash says in Erevin on Daf Yud. Over there, the Rishash explains that oimid meruba la paritz and paritz ke oimid lefi Rav Papa are kosher for two different reasons. Oimid meruba la paritz is a halacha that we look at the paritz as if it was closed up totally, since oimid is meruba ala paritz. Masha'enkein, the din of paritz ka'oimid, that Rapapa says is kosher, is not because we look at the paritz as if it's closed up. The paritz is considered as if it's still open. Except, we know, like we said, the halacha l'mosh misinai is loy tifreitz ruba. You can't have roiv of it exposed. The paritz is considered exposed. But the din is that in order for a makam to be considered not a rishus hayachid, in order for it to be considered part of the rishus harabim, it has to be totally exposed, or at least the majority of it has to be exposed. So when it's only halfway exposed, it's considered a makim that's separate enough from the rishus harabim. It may not have a mechitza surrounding the whole rishus, but it doesn't need a mechitza surrounding the whole rishus because the rishus is not fully exposed. And the Rishash is actually medayik from the difference in lashon. When we express the idea of oimid meruba la paritz, the Gemara says oimid meruba la paritz havi ka oimid. it is considered like Oymid, which means he says that the entire area is considered like it's enclosed. Masha'en Kain, the din of Rapapa, when it says Paritz Ke'oymed, it says kosher. It doesn't say Paritz Ke'oymed, Havi Oymed. Paritz Ke'oymed is kosher. It's a kashrus on the makam. The makam is not exposed enough to be pasul. It's considered a rishus, which is not open enough to the rishus harabim. However, it's not considered Ke'oymed. Masha'en Kain, Oymed Merubah LaParitz, we say Havi Ke'oymed. And this has nafkaminas in the sugya over there on Daf Yud in Erevin. The nafkamina that the Rashash is discussing is legabi a rule that it says in that sugya that when you have a piece of oimid and there are two spaces on either side of it, then we say asi avira dehai gisa vavira dehai gisa umevatala. Since there is avir on one side of the oimid and on the other side, the two spaces are mevatal that oimid and make it as if it doesn't exist. And from the shakletai of the Gemara over there, you see that if you have a scenario in which it's oimid meruba la paritz, we don't say the rule of asi avira dehai gisa vavira dehai gisa to be mevatel a particular oimid. And the reason is because instead of using the rule of asi avira dehai gisa vavira dehai gisa and making it considered as if the oimid is not there, you should go the other way and say that oimid meruba la paritz is mevatel the avir and makes it as if it's oimid. So we don't say asi avira dehai gisa because the avir is considered like it's not there. That's only true, says the Rashash, and he's medayik from the sugya by oimid meruba la paritz, because oimid meruba la paritz creates the scenario in which the paritz is considered like it's not there. So that takes care of the rule of asi avira dehai gisa vavira dehai gisa. Masha'en kain, if it was paritz ka oimid, if it was equal, then you do say asi avira dehai gisa vavira dehai gisa umevatale, and that's because even though paritz ka oimid is kosher, but it does not make it like the paritz is not there. So you still have avir, and since you still have avir, it's mevatalit. So the Rashash establishes a yesoid in the sugya over there that these two rules don't operate in the same way. Oymed meruba la paritz is a rule which allows for the paritz to be considered like it's non-existent. It's considered as if it's all filled up. It's havi oymed, and the din of paritz ka oymed mutter la papa is a din that the paritz doesn't bother us enough. The Mela, it comes out that we can explain Toisvis' Sfek Sfeika. We asked on Toisvis, how can you say that when there's a suffix by Paritz Ka'imid, Toisvis says that we have to be mistapik since EF Shalit Samtsim, so how do we know that it's equal? Perhaps it's Paritz Meruba La'imid. Answers Toisvis, we have a Sfek Sfeika. Number one, it could be that it's more, that it's Oymid Meruba La'paritz, and even if it's not, maybe it's equal. We asked what gives us a right to split up those two tzdadim. It's all one side, because there's one rule called Al Tifreitz Ruba. So if it's not Roiv Parutz, then it's kosher, machmas the same din of Al Tifreitz Ruba, whether it's Mechz Al Mechz or it's Oymim Ruba Al Parutz. Just like nobody would tell me that there's a Sfek Sfeika, that number one, it could be that it's 75% Oymid. And even if it's not 75% oimid, maybe it's 60% oimid, etc. You don't look at those two things as two different stadim. So why would you look at roiv as a different sad than mechza al mechza? The answer is because there are really two separate rules. There's one din of al tifreitz ruba, and that's the halacha that's machshir when it's oimid kiparitz, when it's exactly equal. There's another rule of oimid meruba laparitz, which gives a kashrus to the area beyond the din of al tifreitz ruba. It's because then it's considered like the mechitza is fully surrounding the rishus. And like we saw, there are nafkaminas between these two rules. So lefizeh, it could be used as a sfek sfeika.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.